Hi, this is your Hot Cappers report for Wednesday, July the 4th. I want to wish everyone a great 4th. I hope you have a great holiday planned. Eat some nice food, watch some games, spend some time with your friends and your family. I really never script these shows. I don't know how long it'll run. I don't want to go too late tonight. I got a lot of work to do. Early card of Major League Baseball starting in the morning. I think the first game goes around 10 Central, 11 Eastern time. A lot more work for me to do in the wee hours of the night, but I needed to get on here and do another podcast, let you guys know that, when the football season starts, we're going to have more and more podcasts. We will have a regular show. We will discuss a lot of information, and there's a reason for that. Football's king. Guys, anyone that bets money on sports knows that football's king. It gets the most players. It's got the best, it's just what people really, really love to bet on. Baseball, I personally love baseball. I got a lot of clients that love baseball, but the majority of the sports bettors, really don't know how to say this, guys, but football just is kind of like a 4-to-1 or even higher ratio. For every one baseball bettor, there's probably four or five more football bettors. So, it's just what it is, and there's just more information, there's more teams to cover, there's just a lot of different stuff. They play one game a week, so you can basically concentrate and break teams down a little bit better than you can on Major League Baseball, where it's a daily grind. But baseball's great. There's a lot of good things happening today. I want to first off congratulate Chipper Jones, longtime member of the Atlanta Braves. He's calling it quits this year, retiring. He was announced today as a all-star player for the National League. He took the place of injured LA Dodger Kemp, and Jones is very deserving, just on his merit alone, his longevity, his career, being a player that stuck it out with the Braves. He never left. He was the guy that, kind of really replaced Dale Murphy, if you want to know the truth, in my opinion about it. Dale was a I believe a Philly and a Rocky. I might be wrong on that, but but he was there a long, long time, and even Tom Glavine was a Brave for a long, long time, but he eventually became a Met. You got these guys all the time that's doing this. Who would ever thought that Michael Jordan was going to be a wizard? It's just it's just refreshing sometimes to see a guy in the same uniform for a long, long time. And Chipper Jones, you knew he was a Brave. You knew he was going to be a Brave the next year and the year after. And it was just always, I think once it reached a certain point, it was just certain that he was going to spend his whole career in one uniform. And my hat's off to Chipper. He's been injury ridden the last couple of seasons, but tonight, the day, the 3rd of July, he'll remember it for a long, long time. It was the day he was announced to the All-Star game as a replacement. To replace an injured player. He was already leading the votes for the extra vote, whatever they got going on now, the five guys they get let you choose from each league. He was leading that, so he's gonna get in anyway. But they went ahead and announced it today that he's in. And what did he do? He came out and had a five hit night. I think that was his third of his career. He made a awesome play from third, throwing out a base runner, and the Braves fans gave him a standing ovation. They broke a 2-game losing streak. They stopped the Chicago Cubs 4-game winning streak, and it was just a great night in Atlanta. As you know, I grew up Atlanta Braves fan. I grew up in Atlanta, and Chipper Jones is one of my all-time favorites, and I just wanted to really just say congratulations, Chipper. It was a great pleasure watching you all the years. Very fond memories. Speaking of the Cubs, me and Reese Roberts, the other handicapper here at Underground Sports Connection, I was just talking the other day, and was talking about how terrible some of these teams are, and of course the Cubs came to mind. And you know, when you talk about terrible teams, there's, you know, this year, three teams come up more than others. You know, you start talking about the Cubs, you start talking about the Padres, and you start talking about maybe the Minnesota Twins. But it looks like that, you know, right now the Twins are playing good ball, only about 8 games out in the Central. Just, you know, the American League Central, they had a rough start. It looked like it was going to be a long, dismal season, and all of a sudden they're only 8 games out and playing some good ball. You got the San Diego Padres. They are probably not going to, you know, do much. They're going to play spoiler though. Watch and see. San Diego is playing a lot better right now, and every year you have a team that plays spoiler. They will beat teams in their division, since they will play the Dodgers, the Giants, Diamondbacks, and especially, you know, the Dodgers and Giants. It looks like those are going to be the two teams that's going to go down to the wire. But when you have to play teams like San Diego, even Colorado, a lot. It depends on the situation, the day, the starters, the wind, the weather, a lot of things. And, you know, it's going to be who can beat. It's going to probably come down to if the Dodgers gets healthy, and I'm sure they will. When they get healthy, will they be able to beat San Diego and Colorado more times than San Francisco can? It's like that every year, guys. There's no need that, you know, baseball's not going to change. It comes down to it. I believe they made an adjustment in the schedules a season or two ago, to where that the last weeks of the regular season games was going to be divisional games. It adds a lot more pressure on these teams that, you know, have magic numbers of fours, fives, you know, with 6 and 7 games to go. It makes for great drama. You know, with the added wild card this year, it's going to come down to who can beat these teams that, you know, right now are the at the bottom of the barrel. But we was talking about the Cubs, and at the day that we was talking about the Cubs, they had the worst record in Major League Baseball. And I told Reese, I said, you know, it's going to be a point in time this season that the Chicago Cubs will roll off 5 or more wins. And you know, they rolled off their second win in a row, they rolled off their third win in a row, they rolled off their fourth win in a row, and then they came into Atlanta tonight, the night that Chipper Jones was named an all-star, and he got 5 hits on them, made some great defensive plays, and that was all she wrote for Chicago. But hey, they're a Major League Baseball team, and you know, they got players and pitchers and hitters just like everybody else. So that's why Major League Baseball is so unpredictable. Just when you think that you got something figured out, it'll prove you wrong. Let's see what else we going to talk about today. How about Lamar Odom? Lamar coming back to LA. You know, last year was a very bad year for Lamar Odom. He you know, thought he was going to be a Laker long term. You know, winning the Sixth Man of the Year award, and figured he was going to return to the Lakers. You know, very very mixed emotions for Lamar last year, you know, coming off the sweep at the hands of the Dallas Mavericks, but winning the Sixth Man of the Year award, looking for the future, things was looking bright for him as a player. Had probably his best season ever. And then all of a sudden, you know, new coach comes to town. He thought the coach had his back. Next thing you know, he's getting traded to Memphis for Chris Paul, several player deal there. Then the NBA steps in and blah, blah, blah. Big hoopla. So he's now back a Laker. He's got the whole thing going on with the Kardashians show. And next thing you know, the smile was gone, basically. He didn't want to be a Laker. He didn't want to go back and face a team that, you know, really didn't want him. So he got with his agent and they moved him off to Dallas. It never was a fit. And, you can read more on this. I got my personal feelings about what went down. At www.undergroundsportsconnection.com. I got a blog there. You can go through there and read a lot. Speaking of that blog, Jerry Sandusky, guilty. Was that any surprise? I'm not even gonna get on the Jerry Sandusky rant tonight because it'll just basically piss me off. But if you want to see what I said about Jerry Sandusky, and I don't pull no punches, go to www.undergroundsportsconnection.com and you can see what I say about Jerry Sandusky, about his wife Dottie Sandusky, and about the whole Penn State, garbage that's going on, that went on there. Not what is going on. Don't get me wrong. I wish Penn State the best moving forward. But during that time, that was some sick shit going on. And there's a lot of people that knew it was going on. And like I said, I don't want to get into my rant, but if you want to read more about it, www.undergroundsportsconnection.com. Let me talk about another website, hotcappersreport.com. This podcast is called the Hot Cappers Report. We also run the hotcappersreport.com, and over there we got the packages up for sale. Get our picks. We're going to have a great season. You know, last few weeks been back and forth, win a few, lose a few. A few weeks before that, we was losing more than we was winning. Early part of the season was winning a hell of a lot more than we was losing. So it's a roller coaster ride, guys, but somewhere there's going to be a day coming up very soon that we're just going to have a magnificent day. The stars are going to line up and boom, we're back in business doing what we do. You know, you don't do something for 25, 26, 27 years and all of a sudden forget how to do it. Once you start, you know, riding a bicycle, you don't forget how to do it. You don't have to put the training wheels back on the bicycle. You know, once the training wheels come off, you know, you never use them again. And I'm not going to put no training wheels on my handicapping because I believe in myself. I believe in Reese Roberts. And we will get this thing going. It's just a matter of time. Let me see. What else do I want to talk about? The All-Star game I already mentioned about Chipper Jones. I got a nice read on there. It talks a lot about the Texas Rangers. It seems like they're a big part of the All-Star game. You can read that also at www.undergroundsportsconnection.com. Don't forget the hotcappersreport.com. Go over there and get you a package. $2.70 a day. We feel so confident in the package that if you do not show a profit, we will give you 31 days of free service. Now, these other guys, you know, they might offer you 7 days free, 3 days free. We're offering you 31 days free if you do not profit on the combo pack. That's at thehotcappersreport.com. All the blogs, all the Jerry Sandusky sick shit is over there at the blog undergroundsportsconnection.com. Guys, just check it out. I'm a big, huge sports fan. Been handicapping games for a long time. I'm very passionate about what I do, but I just basically wanted to get out here and touch base, tell everybody to have a great and safe, happy 4th of July. I wanted to cover a couple of things. I wanted to give that shout out to Chipper, let you know that, you know, there's other ways of, you know, reading my blogs and see what I say. I got some controversial stuff at times, but, you know, I basically believe in the freedom of speech, and is that not one good thing to celebrate tomorrow when you're cooking out around the grill? Celebrate our freedom of speech, and don't be someone's puppet, you know, be yourself. And that's what we are here at Underground Sports Connection. We're ourselves, and we will make the money. And if you don't, you know, have a handicapper, you know, why not invest, you know, under $3 a day with us? Because we'll treat you like family, and we will make you money. So, guys, I'm going to sign off right here. It's about 16 minutes deep. And just want to let you know that we will touch back in with you in a day or two. Okay, guys, have a great 4th.